we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program. I want to say Merry Christmas to you. I hope that you are ready because it is coming. Don't blink too many times or it'll be in the rearview mirror. So hopefully you are all set and you're making plans to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords this weekend. And Merry Christmas on Sunday. Hope that you are able to make it out to worship services on Christmas Eve day. At our church, we're having a special breakfast brunch type thing that is going on at 10 o'clock, coffee, hot chocolate, some other light foods. We're not serving bacon and eggs and omelets and hash browns and biscuits and gravy. We're not serving all that. It's just light fellowship food to give everybody an opportunity to hang out with one another. And then we will be having our Christmas Eve worship service that Sunday. And then that Sunday night, Christmas Eve communion service at 6 p.m., 6 to 7 p.m. Also, our kids are having their Christmas celebration on Sunday morning at 10:30. We're looking forward to that. Today, I want to let you know about Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. Air conditioning is not just air cooling. Sometimes it can be air heating. And I know that this time of year you can go from needing one to needing the other, needing both of them in the same day. And if they don't work, that can be a problem. So if you are having issues in the central Brevard County area, I want to remind you about Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. It's one of those things you don't want to think about, and you don't think about it until it doesn't work. And I will tell you, this is one of those industries that is very, very difficult work, because when you are working on someone else's air conditioner, it's because it's hot outside. And if their AC is not working, that means you're working in the heat. I've known repairmen that would have to go into people's attics when it would be 100 degrees outside. You can only imagine how hot it is up in a congested attic trying to work on one of these things. And so I just want to let you know, Creative AC Solutions, Bill Andriak, he's been at this for a long, long time. And if you're in need of some work on your unit, give him a call, 321-759-3284. You will be glad that you did. So I wanted to continue our study on faithfulness, but I wanted to shift a little bit today because I want to talk about the faithfulness of God. There are a number of times in the scriptures where it says God is faithful, the Lord is faithful, He is faithful. And I just wanted to let you know that even though society tells us this can be one of the most depressing times of the year, because for many people, they are missing their loved ones that have passed away. There are a lot of times end of year layoffs happen this time of year and things like that. And people get traumatized by the events going on in this world. But I want to declare to you today that God is faithful. We're going to be talking about a lot of verses, and I may come back and revisit this topic in the new year to give a little bit more of a detailed explanation on some of these. But I do want you to know today that God is faithful. People, it might be hard to find a faithful person, but it's not hard to find a faithful God. You can find Him simply by calling on His name, Lord Jesus Christ. And He is quick quick to hear. And so let me take you to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 today. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 4. Well, I'm just going to read verse number 9 because we have so many verses to go through here. It says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So Paul writes to the Corinthians and he tells them that God is faithful to call, to invite into fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the hypothetical situations that people argue when they're wanting to argue against Christianity and the fact that the Bible declares that there is a heaven to gain and there is a hell to shun is, well, what about the person that has never heard? And I want you to know that Paul says that God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so some people would look at this and say, well, that's true, you know, that he called the Corinthians, but what about the others who were not invited? And I want you to realize that I have literally been in the presence of people who their phone was ringing, they looked at who was calling, and they didn't answer. And in fact, there's a humorous story that happened one day. I was taking my car to a repair shop, dropping it off, and my son was picking me up, and it wasn't going to be a very long visit. And so we decided to go for breakfast. And when we got to the restaurant, I recognized a friend's car. And so I called him on his cell phone, and as we were standing in the entrance of the restaurant, I looked, and there I could see him, and he looked down and he saw it was me that was calling, but he was in a conversation with someone else, and so he just put it on his hip pocket. And by the way, he's done that when I was the person sitting in front of him, and I walked up to him and I said, "You don't want to talk to me right now?" It's like, you know, I've got a real live conversation. That's actually a pretty good lesson for us that we could learn from time to time, is that when there is a person that is right there in front of you, make them a priority, interact with them. But when God is calling, you need to answer the phone. Now, that person that I was telling you about, he has the same philosophy that I do, and that is, when my wife calls, I don't care who's sitting in front of me, I'm going to answer the call. And we should have that same standard when it comes to God. God is faithful to call into fellowship. If you want to understand what the call of God is in your life, you need to first understand the general call before you can identify with the specific call of God. A lot of people want to know what job does God want me to have? Whom should I marry? You know, where should I live? What car should I drive? And those sorts of things. They want the specifics. They want the agenda items, but they miss the general overall call. And that is, God wants you and I to have fellowship with him. When we have fellowship with him, we begin to understand that he's going to work out all things together for our good. When we fellowship with him, we know that the devil's got to go through him in order to get to us. When we fellowship with him, we understand that he is going to take care of all of the details. If he leads and we will follow, if we stay in fellowship with him, everything is going to work out just fine. So I just want to tell you today, if God is tugging on your heart by the Holy Spirit and saying, "There, I want to invite you to be my child. I want to be an active participant in your life. I want to go to work with you. I want to go home with you. I want to be involved in your finances. I want to be involved in all of your life." I encourage you, answer that call. You'll be glad that you did. God is faithful to call people into fellowship. And I know of people who literally have been impacted with their dreams and said, "Hey, I need to find a Christian because God just appeared to me in my dream and said, 'Hey, I want you to check out who I am.' You're going to be glad that you did." The one of the world's largest churches was pastored and pioneered by a person who, when a knock came on their door, they said yes to answering the call of fellowship into fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful to call you into fellowship. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we talk about one aspect of this verse. I'm just going to read it to you. And then I'm going to go back and point out a very common thing that is often overlooked. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 12, "Therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." And so we like to focus on God will not give you more than you are able to escape. He will not give you more than you are able to handle. But I want you to see today that it is because of the faithfulness of God. It says, temptation is common to everybody. The only thing that is different is how we are going to respond to temptation. And when I've highlighted this verse before, I've talked about the temptation reveals the condition of your heart because of the magnetism or the draw that that particular temptation has for you. There are certain foods that if you set them before me, I'm not going to be tempted to eat them at all. But there are other foods that if you set it before me, I'm going to eat it. And I'm, you know, my wife one night, several months ago, she made me this monster plate. And, I said, there's no way in the world I should eat all of that. And she went on about her business and she came back and there was an empty plate there. And she said, did you eat all of that? And I said, yes. And she said, I didn't intend for you to eat all of it. And I said, you said it before me and I ate it. And so sometimes that food is a temptation. It's probably one of the most persistent battles that I face. Is I like food. I just absolutely like food. I tease my parents that they got me addicted to food as a child, and I've been eating it ever since. But I'm not alone. I have a friend that was telling a story recently about how she was on the phone with a family member and said, you know, I'm going to go in and I'm going to get some ice cream. And the only way I'm not going to get ice cream is if God makes a way of escape for me. And so she went in to order the ice cream and their ice cream machine was broken. And she was still on the phone with a family member and said, well, there's another restaurant right down the street and I'm going to go in there and I'm going to order some ice cream. And the only way I'm not going to order the ice cream is if their machine is broken. And she went in there and their machine was broken as well. And she said, well, you know what? There's a grocery store right down the street. I want some ice cream. I'm going to go in there. And unless God makes a way of escape, I'm going to buy me a whole bunch of ice cream. And the family member said, he's already made a way of escape for you twice. How many times are you going to push this? And so she decided she wasn't going to buy the ice cream. God is faithful to make a way of escape. And the way of escape is not ripping open the heavens and snatching us up by the hair and pulling us out of the circumstance. The way he makes a way of escape for us is he is faithful to deal with the issue on our heart to where those items lose their attraction. We don't desire them anymore. We don't want them anymore. And so I want you to know that if you're battling temptation today, pray, God, I want you to make a way of escape for me today. I you know, if you're battling substance abuse or maybe it's some of the things that you eat like I do, say, God, would you change my taste buds? Would you do a revolutionary overhaul in my heart so that I am not attracted to the things that I shouldn't be attracted to, and I am attracted to the godly things that I should be attracted to. God is faithful to make a way of escape. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. So God is not only faithful to call, he is faithful to accomplish. Long before Nike was saying, just do it, God said, I am faithful to do it. I'm faithful to work in the hearts of my lives and in the lives of my people, of my children. So what is it that it says that God is faithful to call us to and faithful to accomplish? It is this: now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. God is faithful to set you apart for a holy purpose, not just in part, but in whole. I believe that a lot of times if we would just have our minds renewed and shifted to the thinking the way that God wants us to think, all of a sudden we'd realize what a glorious purpose it is to be set apart for a holy purpose instead of a mundane purpose. He is faithful to sanctify you completely, body, soul, and spirit, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know, I have no possible way of making myself blameless when God comes. It is impossible for me to do it for myself. It is impossible for me to do it for my family. It's impossible for me to do it for my church, and it's impossible for me to do it for you. I am a flawed individual who cannot make you perfect, cannot make you blameless, but Jesus Christ is greater than me. He is perfect. He is holy. He was tempted and yet did not give in to the temptation, but overcame the temptation by the word of God. He is faithful to make the body of Christ blameless at the appearing of our Lord. Okay, so I want you to know today that is not pie in the sky. That is reality. That is the faithfulness of God, that he will sanctify you completely, not just for church on Sunday, but sanctify you for everything that has to do with your spirit, your soul, and your body, and he wants to compel you and I to be blameless. That's pretty exciting to me. Just one book over in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 3, it says, by the way, if you're just tuning in, you know, we're halfway through the radio program. We're talking about how faithful God is. As you think about Jesus coming in that manger, you have to understand he was faithful to come because he said he was going to come. He was faithful to come because he had a mission to accomplish. He was faithful to the timing. And as you reflect upon the work of Jesus Christ during his earthly life, I want you to understand that he is just as faithful to you and I today as he was then. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 3, but the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, both that you do and will do the things we command you. God is faithful to establish you. I can't establish myself, but I can allow God to establish me. He wants to establish you and he wants to protect you. Isn't it interesting? A lot of times in our society, we want God to protect us, but we don't necessarily want him to cause us to be planted and settled and established. We have this nomadic spirit that tends to operate in us. We want to do what we want to do when we want to do it. And we often find ourselves wandering. And I tease people sometimes when I'm teaching on this subject is I think that God is up in heaven. I know this is just Bob's imagination, okay? That when dealing with people who will not stay where God puts them, he'll turn around to the angel and say, "Didn't I just put Bob right there? I put him there, didn't I? I'm God. I'm the King of Kings. I'm the Lord of Lords. I put him right there. Where is he?" And I'm using me as an example there right now. We have been at our post for over 25 years now, and we are thankful. In fact, the word that God gave us has to do with this establishment principle. This was the word that God was speaking to our hearts before we ever knew Merit Assembly of God existed, before we ever, listen, they were asking us to be the pastor of this church, and we didn't even know this church existed. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 10, "But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." So a couple of years in, things were not going well. Our total church budget was under $30,000. We were struggling. There was so much to do and no resources to do it. And I said, "God, you and I, we need to have a talk about that word you gave us." And he said, "You'd better go back and look at it again." And I had overlooked some of the ingredients that it says that after you've suffered a little while, God will perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. It is true that God is faithful to protect you, but part of that protection is allowing him to establish you in your relationship with him, establish you in your relationship with others, establish you in a church where you can serve, in a community where you can be light. Our world is mesmerized by flashes of brilliance that come and then they're gone just as quickly as they came. But God is looking for a people that he can establish and cause to be rooted and grounded in him. God is faithful to protect you from the evil one. Yes. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful that Jesus came and destroyed the devil. He came to destroy the works of the devil. And I celebrate all that he did. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2 says this in verse number 11. "This is a faithful saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are faithful, he will remain. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself." He is faithful to be who he is. A lot of times humans are looking to duplicate somebody else. They want to take a picture into, it used to be just the beauty salon. "I want my hair to look like this celebrity's hair." And they go in and they would come back and they wouldn't look anything like it. Now people have taken that to an extreme where they go to their plastic surgeon and say, "I want to look like this person." Be who God created you to be. You know, I've got some preachers that I love to sit under the ministry of, and will often have them speak into my life through the medium of television. But God didn't call me to be them. He called me to be me. And so there have been times throughout my ministry where someone said, "I don't like this about you. I don't like this about you." And I finally realized that if I became what that person wanted me to be, then I wasn't going to be who I was. And God is still making me. I pray that I'm a better pastor now than I was when I first got there 25 years ago. But I'm very confident in who God made me as a pastor and as a preacher. Still striving to get better, but I'm not trying to be somebody else. That person God already made for the sphere of influence that they had. And so don't turn Christmas into Halloween. Don't turn Christmas into Halloween. Halloween is all about putting on masks and parading around, trying to get people to believe that you're somebody that you're not, wearing masks and costumes. And Christmas is about Jesus coming and making you who he created you to be. One more. Well, we're starting to run out of time here, so let me just tell you about three more things here in the next minute. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 17, it says, "Therefore in all things he, Jesus, had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people." He is a faithful high priest. That word propitiation means atoning sacrifice. He is faithful to help you. He is faithful to intercede for you. He is faithful to be on the throne. As I did some research on that, it means that he was faithful to do the work that was necessary so that his character of love aligned with our ability to be loved without compromise. He made atonement. He put us in the condition where there was no conflict between his character and the manifestation. God is the atoner. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." He is still faithful to forgive. If you have sins going on in your life right now, I pray that you will take 1 John 1:9 very real. You will come to him. You will confess your sins and ask him to forgive you and be the Lord of your life and empower you not to live in that trap anymore. And God is faithful to forgive and to cleanse. And to cleanse from all unrighteousness. Last one, Revelation chapter 1, verse number 5, Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. This last year and a half, we have seen so much stuff that has been perpetrated as truth that was actuality not true. I want you to know that God is a faithful witness. He tells the truth. He is the truth. And the most important person's input as to what is thought of your actions or who you are has to do with him. Let him be the faithful witness in your life. Let me just take one more opportunity to wish you Merry Christmas from all of those at Merit Assembly of God. We love you. We thank you for being part of our church. And you have a wonderful Christmas. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@Hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."